Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support.
I'm live in Studio A with Seth Walker. He's got a new CD out. We'll talk about that. And he's also going to perform tonight at Natalie's Coal-Fired Pizza. Welcome to Studio A, Seth.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
It's great to have you in the studio this afternoon. I'll ask you a few questions about what you've been up to lately and all that in a few minutes.
All right.
Let's hear a song first, though. What is the name of song one today?
This is a song. It's called What Now? It's on my latest record. It's a tune I wrote with Raul Mala, we were just talking about. A little kind of a nod to Ray Charles and Sam Cooke.
Nice one. You're listening to Seth Walker live in Studio A. That's a track from Time Can Change that he co-wrote with Raul Mala. Looks like he plays bass on one of the songs.
Yeah, he plays bass
on
one song, yeah.
And
he's a bass player first, actually.
And
I don't know if you knew that.
Real good singer, too. And Ray Benson, I assume that's Ray Benson from Asleep at the Wheel here on the CD.
Yeah,
as well.
we cut that in Austin. You know, I lived in Austin for 15 years or so.
And you actually co-wrote a couple of songs with Raul for a Mavericks CD as well.
Yeah, uh-huh.
How did you end up hooking up with Raul in the first place?
Well, I met Raul on the Delbert McClinton music cruise. Do you know about he has Delver has this?
I've heard of that. Lots of different musicians.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them. But he's been doing it. God, I think this is their 20th year.
Wow.
And I was booked on that about 5 or 6 years ago after I did Leap of Faith album. I did that cruise and I met Raul there and we just kind of had just had a connection musically and just hanging. And then, you know, just by drinking wine and playing guitars and hanging out together, we pinned a few.
Your website has a shout out for the Wood Brothers. They've got Something the Muse, and that was on your website, I noticed.
Yeah.
How'd you hook up with those guys?
Let's see. I met Oliver, the singer and front guy, in Atlanta through my friend Sean Costello. We had a mutual friend, Sean Costello. It was this blues, great blues, unfortunately passed away. Very soulful, beautiful cat, Sean was. And so Oliver was a mutual friend of Sean and I. And we connected and we ended up doing this show just randomly in Ames, Iowa, in this place called the Maintenance Shop. I had never heard their music before, and we got there. I was like, "Oh man!" It just really connected with their vibe, and then we just kind of started a friendship that way.
Nice. Well, yeah. Let's hear another song.
Here's one. I'm actually going to be cutting some new music next week, actually, with Oliver. Oliver and I are he's going to help me produce this record, so we'll do one that Ollie and I wrote. Tomorrow may never come. This may be our last day in the sun. So let's take our time, we'll walk, not run. 'Cause tomorrow may never come. They say good things come to those who wait, but there's no reason to hesitate. Let's look ahead, don't look back. Well, let's take this moment and make it last. 'Cause tomorrow may never come. This may be our last day in the sun. So let's take our time, let's walk, not run. 'Cause tomorrow may never come.
The music of Seth Walker live in Studio 8. Currently touring solo, but I believe you still have a band in place, and you'll have some band gigs as well. Who is your current bandmates?
Well, I've got two regimes. One in Nashville, Steve Mackey and Derek Phillips, who played on Time Can Change.
Okay.
And Mackey played on Leap of Faith as well. That's my core band that I play with mostly. And then I've got a group in New Orleans. I'm currently calling New Orleans home. I don't know if you knew that, but
no, I didn't catch that.
Yeah, yeah. I got a place down there about, I guess, around Christmas time of last year.
So you've been in Austin ever since?
I was in Austin. I grew up in North Carolina.
Okay.
And then moved to Austin when I was 23, way back. And I was there for 15 years, lived temporarily, I guess, for two years in Nashville. And then, so I'm kind of doing the research triangle there between Austin, Nashville, and New Orleans.
You opened for some amazing acts, Ray Charles, B.B. King, Robert Cray, some more folks. It's a pretty long list here. And have you ever had a chance to really just hang out with any of these folks that you've opened for, or is it more of just a business relationship? You're the opener? And
man, a lot of times it's so hard to get to them. It was funny. I knew this sax player that was on tour with Ray Charles.
Okay.
He's playing baritone. And I saw him before the show. I was like, man, is there any way that I could maybe meet Ray, you know, just shake his hand? And he said, Seth, I haven't met Ray yet. So there you have it.
Well, it's Seth
So I didn't
Walker.
Get a chance to meet Ray.
Seth Walker live in Studio A. Thank you so much for stopping by this afternoon. And let's hear another song before you take off.
Thank you.